Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Hosh Geldenesi, akşamlar, and welcome to another ripping, gripping edition of Connections. And tonight we're celebrating the life and work of one Peter Tork from the Monkees, who is no longer with us. We had the sad news this week. The thing with Peter Tork was, when you saw the Monkees, they were kind of animated, but Mickey and Mike Nesmith and Davy Jones were pretty much clowns in real life. But what they say about Peter Tork, although I didn't know him personally, was that he was in, you know, behind the scenes, quite a quiet bloke, really. He was, he looked like Stephen Stills. He was friends with Stephen Stills, and that was that, really. You know the story of the Monkees. They started off as a sort of manufactured band, and then by about the second or third album, Headquarters, they began to get some sort of artistic license. And Peter Tork had got a musical background and sort of wanted to branch out, and he had a few compositions of his own. It wasn't really in the forefront, but this is one that features him sort of sharing the lead vocals, and it's an unusual one because Mickey DeLenz, who was a sort of afro-haired drummer, was out up front, and Davy Jones, who was normally sort of the animated one with the tambourine, was sort of behind the drums, sort of doing tambourine-y type things, but in a sort of drumming capacity. This is from Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited, and this is Words.
It's only words.
La, 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 la.
There's no denying.
Falling in love with you, girl, is just like dying.
Words are not the
right. How can I make you stay? Don't turn away. I can still hear you saying those are words that never were true. Spoken to help nobody but you.
Words will
from 1967. That was the Monkees and Words. Rest in peace, Peter Tork. We had a message from Mrs. L in Gare Tepe. Hello, Mrs. L. A lot of you in Gare Tepe tonight. Mrs. L wanted something that reminded her of a fire engine that was doubling as an ice cream van. Well, for you, Mrs. L, it's no problem. Oh, some nice jazz hands at the end there. And speaking of jazz, we've got a little bit of Piero Umiliani. And Piero Umiliani is not only a name that I'm quite proud I can say quite well, but also he was quite big in sort of films about people that weren't wearing a lot towards the end of the 60s. Did loads of soundtrack stuff, and his albums go for quite considerable sums these days, because it was sort of like, I guess, library music, I think you'd call some of it, but it was available sort of trade only. But this is an album he did in 1974 that was a salute, if you like, a tribute to Duke Ellington. And when I hear the title of this song, I mean, it's supposed to sort of ring up sort of pictures of, images of camels going across the desert and things like that. But I prefer to remember sort of the 1970s and going out and getting a billy can full of water and, it's caravanning, isn't it? Here's Piero. Not quite my tempo. Thank you. Kind of funky. That was Piero Umiliani and Caravan from 1974. A bit of a wave to Duke Ellington there, and pretty wild it was too. The connection is via 77 Sulfate Strip, an eyewitness account of the year that changed everything by Barry Kane. Of course, he noted that that featured the song Mana Mana that was in the charts from Piero Umiliani himself, and Rumours from Fleetwood Mac. I mean, both very groundbreaking things in their own right, and fair enough. This is Fleetwood Mac from 1968, and it's an album that came out in August 1968. It was their second album. Some viewed it as a bit of a disappointment because it had Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, and it sort of was very, and that was a, you know, a good format. But the thing was, on this album they had four songs that started with that exact same riff, and you know, you can't really tell them apart. This is one that doesn't start with that riff, so in that regard it's got that one-upmanship on a lot of the tracks on the record, and it features a horn section, which is always you know, poetry to me, and blows away the Blizzard Blues, and it's got a very tasty picture of Mick Fleetwood on the front that wasn't released in America. It was called English Rose for some reason, don't know why. And anyway, this is Rolling Man. Enjoy. Rock and Roll from 1968. That was Fleetwood Mac, and that was Rolling Man. And we'll just bring that down there. We have the connection is the Peel Sessions. Fleetwood Mac did a Peel Session in 1967 and 1969, and A Certain Ratio did one in 1979. Now, A Certain Ratio came from Manchester, and Tony Wilson had signed them to Factory Records, and they were dubbed to become the new Sex Pistols. They went for a couple of years without a drummer, as bands tended to do in those days, and they took their name from the song that was off Taking Targa Mountain by Strategy by Eno. I think it was Spinning the Wheel, A Certain Ratio, so anyway, that one. And this is from 1979, and I think it was their debut single. And a bit of a play on words, do the do. I think you pronounce the do like that. It's do the do. But anyway, enjoy the Certain Ratio. A Certain Ratio. Ratio-matic.
The Baltimore Gas and Electric Company. Gas. Electricity. All the energy you want. All the service you need. Fuel. Power. The Baltimore Gas and Electric Company. Connects you with carefree living.
Oh, I could do with a bit of carefree living. The connection from A Certain Ratio. Yeah, exactly. The connection from A Certain Ratio. I could be really predictable and say the John Peel thing again, because I'm sure Mick Ronson was involved in some John Peel session or other. But the fact that A Certain Ratio and Mick Ronson have got music for sale on New Magic United, I'm not sure if it's this actual piece, but there you go. It's amazing what connects. Anyway, Mick Ronson bought out this album in 1974, and it's, for all intents and purposes, it's got David Bowie's band on it, pretty much. It's Trevor Boulder on drums and Mike Garson on piano. There's a couple of changes, but... you know, it's got that sort of feel to it, and it's on RCA Records and Tapes, so it even looks like a David Bowie album. Now, this particular one, it looks like somebody's used some kind of mild cleaning fluid in it and had a bit of a, I don't know, a kitchen mishap, but plays all right. And, well, it's one that Def Leppard did. A lot of people say, ooh, played Def Leppard, but I prefer the original. This is Only After Dark. It goes a bit like this. From 1974, that was Mick Ronson, and that was, of course, the fantastic Only After Dark. And the connection is, I had to do some crate digging to find that album, and somebody I've been having a chat with in France, his name is Le Tom Val. Hello, Le Tom Val. He's out there. I think he's in Paris, so a nice Parisian hello. It's probably warmer in Paris than it is in Istanbul at the moment. Mr. P in Gaziantep said it's not a blizzard, but it's, well, I think it is. It's not pleasant anyway outside. Anyway, Leton Valley's messing around with a lot of library tracks, and he's pretty good at it. He's going around, spending his weekends going to record fairs and getting lots of, all kinds of stuff, but library music. And what I like about it is he's sort of interspersed that with some spoken word stuff as well, which is kind of my idea of heaven, really. And he's made an album that is available online. If you look up Leton Val music, you'll find him. And the album is called Visionology, and it's kind of a concept album. And I'm quite curious about the main character. You know, he's going to all sorts of swanky parties, and then he's sort of on the run from the police. And then he escapes and he gets back, and then, well, they finally catch him. But it's got all this funky music. And from it, this is track three, and this is Chemistry.
It's my understanding that commercial music is built on the aberrations of society.
Radio station, episode 482957162. In this episode, we look at the old blue tuning fork test. At the end of the 1970s, they had to find Harry Hammond something to do. He'd been presenting the Barber Superstore for some years to a niche audience, and they wanted something that appealed to still a niche audience, but something a little bit wider than just barbershop. So they formulated the old blue tuning fork test, and, well, the rest is history. It featured real musicians playing real music. It's all you need. Hi, good evening, and welcome to the old blue tuning fork test. And in the session tonight, we've got Dylan Robertson, who's come in all the way from Stockport. We've got Juggy, the Juggernaut Davis, in after that. And, of course, who could forget Jody Fletcher, who's in this country just for a couple of days. First, Dylan Robertson.
Good evening. Hello. Dylan, there's been a lot of speculation in the press about your name, Dylan Robertson, that it's actually inspired by somebody else. Oh, yeah, he who remains nameless. I think you'll find that it's more of a tip of the hat rather than a direct copy. But, you know, he don't like me very much. He don't like what I'm doing, so he don't let me do his songs. And what is it that you actually do, Dylan? Well, I take contemporary songs and I make them mine. Except for his songs, you know, because he, as I say, he don't like me. And what are you going to be doing tonight for us? This is, I Should Be So Lucky. It goes like this. In my imagination, there is no complication. I dream about you all the time. In my mind, a celebration, the sweetest of sensation. Thinking you could be mine, I should be so lucky, 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 lucky. I should be so lucky in love. And for anyone who's interested, Dylan won't be playing any gigs anytime soon due to his geranium cultivation commitments. Now, after the somewhat acrimonious breakup of the United Jug Band, the jug player Juggy the Juggernaut Davis needed to find a direction, and I'm pleased to say he's here with me in the studio tonight. Juggy, how are you? All right, Harry, good to see you. Yes, sir, Daddy. It was hard after the United Jug Band broke up, because, you know, the world don't like jug players. And why do you think that is, Juggy? Well, yeah, when you got a band, you know, and you're a singer, you can go off and you can sing and you can get another band. And if you're a drummer, you can go play drums in another band and you can sort of complement that band. If you're a guitar player, you can go off and play guitar in another band. But if you're a jug player, who wants a jug player? I mean, you know, so I've had to kind of forge my way forward, if you know what I'm saying. And have you managed to do that, Chucky? Being absolutely forthright. Right, that's advice there for any aspiring jug players. And I'm pleased to say that Juggy's going to do a live set for us tonight. What are you going to play for us, Juggy? Yes, sir, Daddy, this is Cupboard Full of Jugs. Got a cupboard full of jugs. I got room for my mugs. My shoulder, I shrug. Because I've got a cupboard full of jugs. It's absolutely delightful. Thank you, Juggy Davis. Johnny Fletcher, good evening.
Hello, Harry.
And how are you finding it being over in this country at the moment?
Harrowing.
And you've got a new album that's just come out, Red, Amber and Green.
Yeah, it was a collection of songs that I wrote on the road. This is called El Salvador. In the linoleum of the kitchen floor, I drew a map of El Salvador and got a bottle from the spice rack and ate its contents and thought of you.
Well, that's all we've got time for tonight, but we're going to close with Tim Buckley. Good night.
Can't hold out against the boy who's whiskey faced and honey slow. I'm just imagining what whiskey face looks like. I mean, presumably there's some bloke out there with a face that sort of resembles some sort of amber liquid that smells of Christmas cake. I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world, is it? But there you go. It's Tim Buckley from 1973. And of course, before that, we had Le Temps Val, before that soap opera thing. And chemistry from Visionology. Anyway, the connection is to Merry Monday, and well, the nice version of this, I've seen them called Merry Monday and the Dishes, but the name was Merry Monday and the Bitches, and they were a punk band from America around in 1977. The connection is that neither Tim Buckley nor them have played live in Euro Disney. Neither Tim Buckley or them have played live in Euro Disney. This is well, it's a really good record. There's not an awful lot known about Mary Mundy. I think she was a former stripper and, you know, sort of caught the punk bandwagon and was sort of marginally big in the United States. But anyway, for 1977, this is Pop Gun. Let's have a pop.
Carry for the suicide run. See you, see you, come. Waiting for the rain on you.
that was a bit of a disco classic, although I think it's more of a sort of pogo dancing number. Oh, that's a bit of Billy Miles and the Night. The Connection is To the Doors, and Mary Monday and the Bitches, To the Doors. Let me think about that one. The USA, there you go, there's a connection for you. Ha, 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 ha. It's a connection, come on. This is from a mono version of Strange Days. It's it's that album that it's quite unassuming, really. It doesn't sort of have the Doors in massive letters like their debut album. It's sort of on a poster, and it's got a weightlifter and some sort of circusy looking people in some side alley somewhere. And it's one of those places that people can visit, I think. It's still there, but probably doesn't resemble that at all now. It's probably like a car park or something. But anyway, this is a mono version of this album that came out for Record Store Day 2016. And I had to go to Record Store Day 2015. I stand corrected, said the man in the orthopaedic shoes. I had to go to a rather dark record shop in Sheffield to buy it. And that was a trip to Sheffield. There you are, home of lots of knives and forks and spoons. And obviously this record as well. This is Love Me Two Times in mono. Thank you. Do you want a cup of tea, Jim? Yeah, I thought you might. That was The Doors from 1967 and Love Me Two Times. The Connection is that was The Doors, and this is David Dorr with one O, but David Dorr. Israeli singer, not to be confused with David Dorr, it was D apostrophe O-R, who was a counter tenor. This is something slightly funkier, and well, that's that really. And this is from it was re-released on a compilation of Israeli sort of funk a few years ago, but this is originally released, I think, about 1977, and it was from the album David Dor Goes International. Well, it took a few years, but he's certainly done that. This is Sapri Tama. I'm sure I've pronounced that wrong, but anyway. Had a message from Mrs. S in Bakakoi, who said that was a fantastic song for folding the Yaprak dolma to, and she found that very tasty indeed, as did I. We've got to move on quickly. That David Dor and Callum Bryce never ever hosted a TV quiz show, and that's the connection. This is from 1968. This is Callum Bryce and Love Maker. Try some Yaprak folding to this, Mrs. S.
Precious in his eyes, says he hopes I'll treat her.
Oh yeah, and while we're in this big 60s vibe, the connection back to the Monkees is that both Callum Bryce's record labels and the Monkees in the United Kingdom, at any rate, on 45 RPM records, were on black labels. You know, two different companies, but the colour was black. There you go. And this is the Monkees from 1967, and we've got a David Talk composition. It's Peter Percival Potterson's Pet Pig Percy. Into Pleasant Valley Sunday. It's all about a lot of peas popping. And it's off vinyl.
Peter Percival Patterson had a pig named Porky. This pig named Porky loved pie. He loved pizza pie, pumpkin pie, pineapple pie, pizza pie, mince tarts. And Peter Percival Patterson's pig Porky loved pie for breakfast, pie for lunch, pie in the afternoon, and pie before he went to bed. Peter Percival Patterson's big Porky ate so much pie that, do you know what he did? He popped.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday,
Sunday.
Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. So Mrs. Gray, she's proud today because her roses are in bloom. So serene, he's got a TV in every room. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday, here in status symbol land. Mothers complain about how hard life is, and the kids just don't understand. Creature comfort goes. Only know my soul, make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
Beautiful. From 1967, that was Pleasant Valley Sunday from the Monkees. I think it's time to go around the houses, don't you? There we go. Oh, that's beautiful. We started off with Words by the Monkees from 1967. The connection was Vinyl Factory, the best and worst of Record Store Day 2016. I think I've overlooked that particular connection. There you are. And that took us to Caravan by Piero Umiliani. 77... sulfuric strip, an eyewitness account of the year that changed everything by Barry Kane, which is a book connected us to Fleetwood Mac, And from then we had Rolling Man from 1968. Fleetwood Mac and Certain Ratio have both been on Peel Sessions, one in 1969, one in 1979. And we had Do the Do by A Certain Ratio with Martin Hammett's sort of echo chamber bringing up the rear. New Music United had A Certain Ratio for sale, and also had Mick Ronson. From Mick Ronson we had Only After Dark, and it was only from 1974. The fact that I got that from crate digging took me to my crate digging friend Le Tom Val in France. Hello again, Tom. And from his album Visionology we had Chemistry. Look him up, folks. Le Tom Val, Visionology. But we had the radio station thing, and then we had Honeyman by Tim Buckley from 1973. Neither Tim Buckley nor Mary Monday and the Bitches have played live in Euro Disney, and neither will they. From then we had Pop Gun, and not advisable to own one of those. The United States of America connected us to The Doors and Love Me Two Times. The Doors connected to David Dor by name. David Dor is from Israel, and we had Sapri Tama from 1977. And neither David Dor nor Callum Boyle ever hosted a TV quiz show. Callum Bryce, looked like Boyle written down here. You ought to see my handwriting and you'd believe me. And from Callum Bryce to the Monkees, we had record labels both for Callum Bryce and the Monkees in the 1960s in the United Kingdom or various regions were black. Yeah. And from the Monkees anyway, we had Percival Patterson's Pet Pig Percy and Peas Popping and Pleasant Valley Sunday. And that rounds us off for tonight. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show. Stick around for Simon's show. Don't get blizzarded on or dusted on or whatever it is that's happening out there. I dare not look out the window, to be quite honest with you. Just hope I can make it back up the hill. And until next week, keep warm, keep cosy, and keep connected. Good night.
Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.